And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald. Today's podcast will be dealing with false teachers or serial killers examining heresy. Don't want to get too much into it because lines have been drawn definitely after the death of Carlton Pearson. Some people are pro-Carlton Pearson. Some people are not so much for Carlton Pearson due to the fact that he was one of the leading voices in the Pentecostal movement with his Azusa Street conferences and all, where he gathered masses and masses of people with these conferences and just other things and all. But like his latter half of his life, he grasped towards the gospel of inclusion. There's no hell, among other things and all. So primarily this podcast, don't want to too much deal with that. We'll deal with some other things and all. At a later date, we may dive into some biblical teaching in regards to hell and between hell and the lake of fire and some other things and all. One quick thing in the descriptions section, we want to make sure that we are equipping our listeners and the people that may come in contact to our podcasts or our videos on YouTube, provide good resources for people to grow strong in the faith, some biblical resources like logos.com, Blue Letter Bible, some other things. And also we'll place some things in the description section so we can learn how to become Berens in these last and evil days, that we be able to rightfully divide the word of God and be able to properly discern and test the spirits, but know the scriptures for ourselves. Let's just don't go off what somebody teaches. We have to make sure that we are studying for ourselves and making sure that when people are preaching or teaching, things line up on line, precept on precept. When we kind of like look at the different false prophets and false teachers, you have to really look at it in the sense that they are acting as serial killers because they're spiritual murderers, because they're not just impacting the physical well-being of an individual. They're impacting somebody whose eternal destination can be led down the road of damnation. Their eternal soul is at risk because they reject the word of God, and they can potentially be given over to a strong delusion. There's so many different dangerous false teachings out there. Especially the Bible warns us that apostasy will grow and grow and grow and become more magnified towards the last days. There's stuff, again, like the gospel of inclusion. There's things of what the emerging church believes and practice, praying to idols or icons. Contemplative prayer. You have word of faith talking about you can speak stuff into existence and that you're little gods and you can manifest things, and the law of attraction, which is a new age teaching. And you have people who mix Christianity and Islam, which is called Chrislam. And you have so many different teachings out there, which when we look at what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, he put it this way, that people will be given over to doctrines of devils, giving heed to seducing spirits. So we have to be aware that we are living in a day and time where false teachers, people have put these false teachers on a pedestal, and they idolize these preachers and teachers instead of following the word of God. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would come and lead and guide you unto all truth. But like when you get caught up in personalities, you get caught up in somebody that's a charismatic speaker, and you fail to study and research the scriptures for your own self, you set yourself up to potentially being deceived. Jesus warns plenty of times over and over again in Matthew 24. He warns about deception. He warns about the escalation of false prophets in the last day. So we have to know that we are living in the very last minutes of the last day. So when you see all these teachings, and even when we look at Bethel and Reading, all the false teachings and the heretical teachings that you have, going to some people that were famous Christians who had different healing ministries and other stuff, and doing grave sucking so you can lie in a grave and obtain their anointing, or blowing on people like Benny Hinn and teaching other things and all. All these heretical things are out there, and you can't even trust everything that you see on Christian television, because some of the stuff is garbage to your soul. It's not edifying. It's not based on the Word of God. It's based on a lot of stuff. It's a mixture of New Age teachings. It's based on psychology and some other things and all. And it's not centered in regards to the Word of God. So we have to be Christ-centered, Jesus Christ-centered, not Christ consciousness. People talk about having expanding consciousness and Christ consciousness and other things and all. It's a form of New Age teaching and neo-Gnosticism, which when we look at 1 John and 2 John and 3 John and Jude, those books are warning you about Gnosticism begin to arise in the early church during that time. And Apostle John saw it, Jude saw it. The people that came after them that were their disciples were combating Gnostic teachings and doctrines. So we have to really be aware of what's going on. And we have to be able, the gifts of the Spirit, one of the gifts is discernment. So we have to be able, discerning of spirits, what's of God, what's not of God, what originates either in the flesh or what originates in the demonic area, or what originates purely with the Word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we have to be able to divide up these things and be able to see it in a spiritual, biblical context and perspective. So our view has to be that way. When we look at this and we look at the ramifications of these teachers, these types of heresies, they're guilty of what Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 says. They do not act as true watchmen of God that warn the wicked of their iniquity. They make the unsaved believe that they're really saved. And any person that believes and follows such teachings runs the risk of eternal damnation, receiving a second death, or eternal separation from Jesus Christ, which we can see in Revelation chapter 2, verse 11, Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. So you have all these people like John Crowder talking about drunk anointing and just some other things and all, other things that you have going on. A lot of mysticism and just other things, New Apostolic Reformation, and just a bunch of heretical things that aren't centered on the Bible. It's not biblically centered. It's not centered on the foundation of Jesus Christ and his 12 apostles is very much centered within these man-made kingdoms that are unctioned a lot of times, not just by the flesh, but the things in the demonic realm that are leading people to an eternal road of damnation. Now, I'll just throw something out there. Just imagine a whole congregation that follows false teaching, and if they believe the teaching until they're daft and never receive the full revelation of the lie and never repent of believing a lie, they are spiritually dead. The false teacher, in essence, has performed spiritual murder. The congregation is deceived into believing a lie, and the result is, of course, eternal damnation. So you have to look at it that point of view. First and foremost, saints of God should always follow the word of God over their favorite iconic preacher or teacher. When we look at Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 through 4, it says, "If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer or of dreams, and giveth thee a sign and wonder, and the sign or wonder come to pass, whereof he speak unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and ye shall walk after the Lord with your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice. And ye shall serve him and cleave unto him, and consider of the following." You have to consider this. Church folks often tell others that the prophet of the Lord told them that a check is coming in the mail, or the word is talking about blessings and pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and all these cliches with that's in regards to these false prophets. But we have to be spiritually in tune to what's going on. We have to pray and ask the Lord, "Lord, help us to always abide in truth. Let us not be led astray from a lie. Let's not get caught up in personalities. Let's not be so carnally minded." To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. But you have some people that, the sad truth, they eat poison from unbiblical preaching and teaching and will fight you over these false ministers that are agent of Satan, and they will deny the truth or following the truth. They're given over to a strong delusion. They're given over to deception, and they would rather eat from the table of false teaching and false teachers and eat poison instead of eating from the word of God, eating the bread of life. They choose to follow the false teacher and their heretical teaching and their heresy, and will fight you tooth and nail for that. Let's get into some what the scriptures say about heresy. When we look at Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 through 9, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. It says, "But if we are an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed." So when you, in essence, when you see somebody that is preaching something contrary to the word of God, no matter how eloquent they sound, no matter how charismatic they may be. If they're twisting scriptures and it's not lining up with the word of God and it's not the actual gospel, that person is a cursed person. That person is a heretic. That person is promoting heresy. Even when we look at Titus chapter 3, verse 10, this is talking about a heretic or somebody that promotes heresy. It says, as for a person who stirs up division after warning him once, then twice, have nothing more to do with him. Now, I'll go back to Carlton Pearson because he's passed away. It's sad. His first half of his ministry, to be quite honest with you, I enjoyed Carlton Pearson's ministry. He had the church there in Higher Dimension and some of his teaching and preaching and all, but he just went off the rails with his gospel of inclusion and that there's no hell and that Hitler can go to heaven and Satan can go to heaven and God would have to apologize to Satan, all these other things and all. You have people that are coming out, posting things on social media, and even at, from what I heard at his funeral, people were upset because they felt like a lot of the Christian brothers abandoned him. He was a heretic. So people like Oral Roberts and people that they said like Miles Monroe and the African-American College of Bishops, they tried and they pleaded with him, brother, you need to like not grasp this inclusion doctrine that there's no hell. They begged, they pleaded with him. They did everything somewhat the biblical way. And he refused to listen to sound biblical counseling and went down his own path and wrote books that God is not a Christian. He's a Muslim and, you know, universalism. That's pretty much what inclusion is universalism, and wrote the gospel of inclusion, which these books are still around for people to have access to read and be influenced by, and videos of sermons and teachings of consciousness and other things. And I'm just using this as an example because I don't want to make this whole podcast into Carlton Pearson, because there's other people that don't believe in hell, like Rob Bell, which is part of the emerging church, has written things about there's no hell. So Pearson is not the only one out there. There's many other people that believe that heretical teaching and doctrine. We look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. So here's the thing that people will eat, and they would just eat anything and not test it. Somebody can be putting, would you go to a restaurant that you knew that they were putting poison, they were slowly poisoning you, and they were putting poison in there, but it had the flavor was nice. It had a little bit of seasoning to your liking, but it was poison. No, you wouldn't continue to go in your right mind. You wouldn't continue to go and give your money to that restaurant if you knew that you were eating poison consistently every time you went in. It eventually would kill you. That's the same thing with heretical teaching and heretics who spew out this poison and lead you astray. You can't continue to eat from that table of abomination. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, it says, for if someone comes and proclaims another Jesus than the one we proclaim, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you receive, or if you accept a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it readily enough. Let's drop down. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19. It says, there must also be factions or heresies among you, that those who are approved may recognize among you. So it talks about if there's factions or heresies among you, you have to recognize that among you. One of the things that I love about some of the early Christian writings, they really examine different things, especially within heresy and their spin and take on heresy. I want to spend time on the last part of this podcast to really go into some of the early Christian writings. But folks, we have to know that Jesus warned us of this time, that we are living in the last days, and there is a revival of apostasy and deception that is taking place, and it will give rise to the son of perdition or the Antichrist, because even in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about how people who don't love truth will be given over to a strong delusion, and they're going to receive the son of perdition, the Antichrist. And there's going to be many folks that are in church and churches, they're going to be front and center receiving the Antichrist, because the spirit of Antichrist is already in them, not teachable, rebellious, they want their ears tickled. They're not grounded in sound doctrine. There's nothing wrong with biblical doctrine, gives you guidelines and parameters how to follow the Lord. Once you start going outside of those parameters and these exotic sounding teachings that sound good, and mysticism, where you start diving into mystical experience, and I felt this way and I felt good and some other things and all, and I'm not a cessationist because I believe in the gifts of the Spirit, but when you look, if you don't examine things and line up things with the Word of God and judge things properly and test the spirits, and you're going off mystical experiences and unsound teaching that sounds good, but it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it's a recipe for disaster. When we examine some of the early Christian writings on heresy, Irenaeus had this to say. He wrote this. He says, those therefore who desert the preaching of the church call into question the knowledge of the holy presbyters or elders. Now all the heretics are such persons. So are those who imagine that they have hit upon something further beyond the truth, they do not always keep the same opinions with regard to the same things. So as the blind men who led by the blind will deservedly fall into a ditch of ignorance. This is Irenaeus. Here is a quote from the writings of Clement of Alexandria. He states, the pagans make the objection to us, saying that they do not believe on Christ because of the discord of sects. For the truth is warped when some teaching one set of dogmas and others teach another. We reply to them, among you who are Jews and among the most famous of the Greek philosophers, very many sects have sprung up, yet do you not say that one should hesitate to philosophers or Judaizers because of the lack of agreement of your sects between themselves? Furthermore, that heresy will be sown among the truth as tares among wheat and was foretold by Christ. So Clement of Alexandria pretty much says that heresy is spreading tares amongst the wheat when false teachers bring in heretical teachings. We move on. Other writings from Irenaeus. Irenaeus had this to say, Marchand met Polycarp on one occasion, and he said, "Do you know me?" And Polycarp replied, "I do not know you, the firstborn of Satan." Such was the horror that the apostles and their disciples had against holding even verbal conversation with any corruptors of truth. As Paul also says, reject a man who is a heretic, and after the first and second, knowing that he who is such is a subverter and sins, being condemned himself. So Polycarp was, I believe, a disciple of the apostle John. So here's Irenaeus talking about Polycarp's interaction with Marchand. I believe Marchand was a Gnostic teacher who incorporated heretical teachings and heresies, and he called him the firstborn of Satan and one who subverts and causes people to sin. Here's other writings from Shepherd of Hermes. He says, thou art hypocrites and introducers of strange doctrines. They were also subverters of the servants of God, especially of those who had sinned, for they did not require them to repent, but persuaded them by foolish doctrines. So you, when you see some of these heresies and you talk about people don't need to repent and just some other things and all, and universalism, some other things that really pushes the envelope. Here's another writing from Clement of Alexandria, a quote from him. He says, therefore, on an account of the heresies, the toil of discovery must be undertaken, yet we must not all abandon the truth. Suppose that the fruit were set before us. Some of it was real and ripe, and some of it was made of wax. However, the wax fruit was as much like the real as it is possible. Would we abstain from both kinds of fruit, or merely because of the similarity? Among the garden-grown vegetables, weeds are also sprung up, and then gardeners then are desist from gardening. So you want to make sure that spiritual weeds don't grow up in your spiritual life, that you're being influenced by heresy and heretical teaching. Here's a quote and writings from Tertullian. He states this about heresy. He says, heresies would have no power if men would cease to wonder that they have such power, for it either happens that while men wonder they fell into a snare, or because they are ensnared they cherish their surprise as if heresies were so powerful because of some truth which belonged to them. Here's writings from Justin Martyr and his Apologies 58, and he mentions Marchand again. Because we looked at earlier with Marchand. Marchand is mentioned with Irenaeus, but here we have Justin Martyr mentioning Marchand. It says, the devils put forward Marchand of Pontius, a Gnostic teacher, who is even now teaching men to deny that God is the maker of all things in heaven and earth, and that Christ predicted by the prophets is his son, and preaches another God besides the creator of all, likewise another son. Last but least, want to look at the writings of Ignatius and his letters to the Tertullians, 6 through 8. He says, I urge you to keep away from every strange plant, which is heresy. These people, while pretending to be trustworthy, mix Jesus Christ with poison. I'm guarding you in advance because you are very dear to me, and I foresee the snares of the devil. So these people, they really had an insight to heretical teaching and heresies. I want to leave you guys with this because, regrettably, people follow the voice of their own favorite preachers or teachers instead of the voice of God. And we see in another account that many saints today lack the discipline to search the scriptures for themselves. They just rely on just hearing it on a Sunday morning and not going and studying it for themselves. They fail to make sure that they're really listening to the truth. They're being biblical students, lifetime students of the Word of God. It's not like you get to a certain point that you like, I'm mature as much as I can. The Word of God is ongoing until you go, the Lord calls you home, whether you live to see him when he comes and you're raptured, whether you believe in pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, or you die, you continue to learn as much as you can. You don't come to a certain point where I've learned enough, I don't need to learn anymore. No, there's always room for growth. There's always room for growing leaps and bounds in God's word and God's wisdom. The designated time that we are living here on this planet. So people, they lack discipline to really search scriptures for themselves. So we have to be like the Bereans in the book of Acts. I want to read Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. It says, "And the brethren immediately went away, Paul and Silas, by night unto the Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews, and they were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with readiness." So you have to receive the word in readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So they searched the scriptures. They didn't just like, okay, this is the great apostle Paul and Silas. They're coming and we're so blown away by what they were preaching and teaching. They searched the scriptures daily to see if those things were so. They tested with scripture to make sure stuff was really lining up. So we have to be Bereans in these last days. Like I said, when I first started off with this podcast, we'll put some resources in there, things that can help you study, things that will help you become a better biblical student. Some people may say, hey, I don't need it, but regardless, it's a good resource to help you develop a good studying habits and be grounded in sound doctrine and grounded in truth. We see with the Bereans, we have to use that as an example. So I urge the saints, especially in these last days, don't fall for seduction of false doctrine and heresy. Don't fall for the seducing spirits, things, people that will seduce you into the popularity and the celebrity preacher or teacher, because heresy and heretical teachers can literally kill you, kill your eternal soul, which is, in result, the second death, which the book of Revelation talks about. And you can be thrown into the lake of fire where you're tormented for eternity and separated from Jesus Christ. So hopefully you got something from this podcast, from the teaching, and all. Pray for me as I pray for you. We are in the last days. Stay grounded in truth. Search scriptures for yourself. Develop good disciplines. Pray. Read your word. Stick to truth. Don't be given over being seduced by even lying signs and wonders. Always test those that are giving you a prophetic word. Test it to make sure it's from the Lord. God bless. This is the End Time Show for our End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast, signing out.